Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. There are more and more flight delays here and around the country due to staffing shortages as the government shutdown continues with no end in sight. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Philly International, where dozens of flights are delayed today.
Officials say there's been an increase in air traffic controller callouts around the country in recent days. That just makes matters worse, as staffing is already a serious problem due to the air traffic controller shortage. And when staffing is low, the FAA has to reduce takeoffs and landings, and so the delays follow. The president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, Nick Daniels, was asked if they're trying to prove a point by having more of their people call out.
There is no concerted effort for air traffic controllers to go in and somehow impede this system.
But he says this is not the time to see how long the air traffic controllers can go without braking. They, along with TSA officers, are deemed to be essential government workers, and they continue to not get paid for the critical work they do. We spoke to the local TSA union president last week, who said some of the officers already held back on paying some bills so that they could save some of that money for essentials. It's just difficult, she says, not knowing how long the shutdown would last. At the airport, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia School District is getting a little extra time to report its fall enrollment to the state. As KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo tells us, the district sought to delay because of SEPTA.
The school district normally reports a snapshot of its enrollment to the state education department on October 1st, not this year. Superintendent Tony Watlington says he asked State Education Secretary Carrie Rowe for a 10-day extension because SEPTA service cuts kept so many students from getting to school.
I explained to her that in Philadelphia we had a two-week interruption of the SEPTA services, and that we wanted more time to verify where all of our students are.
District enrollment was 118,000 in the 24-25 school year. Watlington says this year's early figures show enrollment is down a few hundred after a rise of more than 1,800 last year. Watlington, in an interview, also said it was too soon to measure whether immigrant parents were keeping their children out of school over ICE fears. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
How many of you out there love goats? Well, this is for you. The Philly Goat Project is throwing a party at Laurel Hill West Cemetery next Saturday, the 18th. KYW Sheridan Howard reports.
I love it. Glitz, glam, goats. It's Goatoberfest. Leslie Jackson and Karen Krivett with the Philly Goat Project are preparing for the party, which is also their biggest fundraiser of the year for Aubrey Arboretum.
There will be no shortage of entertainment or goats.
This is our second year of working with amazing drag queen Dominique Lee, who really brings the party to the top.
Expect a costume contest, community vendors, and even a specially crafted beer by Triple Bottom Brewery, named after their three-legged goat, Ray. Yes, three-legged goat. And proceeds fund their free programming as well. Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.